Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author Matt Armstrong, and he is the author of In Like Lloyd. Inspired by the likes of Robert Jordan, Brandon Sanderson, and Jim Butcher, Matt sat down and wrote In Like Lloyd in 8 days. In Like Lloyd is just the beginning, kicking off the Noctis investigations. The series is Matt's love letter to the fantasy genre, nerd culture, and anyone who never truly grew up. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available at our website, as well as on major platforms like Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and many more. Matt, how are you?
Good. How are you, Don?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I'm a 40-year-old guy living in Australia. I grew up in Calgary, Alberta, met an Australian girl and got married, and here I am.
So tell us about your book.
It's an urban fantasy with a science fiction twist, a mystery thriller that's set in my hometown of Calgary. It follows my protagonist, Lloyd Gibson, who is a shadow walker, which allows him to enter the shadows, which takes him to a realm that runs parallel to ours. He can travel from shadow to shadow, infiltrate any location. The only way to keep him out is to keep your lights turned on. It's the perfect power for a thief, which is what he used to be, and now he is a private investigator.
Well, that's pretty creative. So who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
Basically anybody like me. Anyone who is obsessed with the fantasy genre, loves their superhero movies, constantly reads things like Lord of the Rings, The Wheel of Time, or one of my favorite authors, Jim Butcher, The Dresden Files, big inspiration of mine. Anybody that is into any of that. If you love fantasy, if you love science fiction, this is a book for you.
Now, could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
I didn't really set out to make one. I wrote it in 8 days. It was kind of a very interesting process. But Lloyd himself, he spent a lot of time just living alone. He scorned the company of others. He kept to himself. And that damaged him. One of the central themes is how much that isolating yourself from other people, how much that can affect you, how much that can bring you down and make you not realize how lonely you are until suddenly you have people in your life.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Probably not to sell yourself short. We all get bogged down in what happened in our past. We dwell on it. We constantly replay it in our heads, and often it keeps us from moving forward. But you learn from the past, but don't dwell on it. You have to stay focused on the here and the now and work towards becoming who you want to be in the future.
So if you were asked to compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
The closest would probably be The Dresden Files by Jim Butcher. We have vastly different worlds. His is about a wizard running around Chicago. Mine is more, let's say, Harry Dresden meets the X-Men. We have drastically different worlds, but the vibe is very similar.
So tell us about some of the characters in the book.
Well, we've got Lloyd. We've covered him a little bit. He's a very sarcastic person, doesn't really know how to keep his mouth shut, runs it constantly, even if it could hurt him. Then we've got Miria Delgado. She's an investigator for the Calgary Fire Department who has come across a series of fires that she believes is arson but can't prove it. And her superiors don't want to know about it. They want her to wrap it up. So she reaches out to Lloyd and hires him for the case. Most of the other characters, I'm hesitant to discuss them because they're so ingrained in the story, it might actually spoil something. The other and most important character would have to be Chauncey. Is Lloyd's best friend, his confidant, and his roommate, and he's a rat. Lives in the warehouse. Lloyd loves him to death.
So what inspired you to create Lloyd Gibson's character?
Well, it was honestly, he's been in my head for about 15, maybe 20 years. I was just at work one day and one of my friends there, he's an artist and I liked his art style. I told him I'm a writer. We started spitballing ideas of creating a graphic novel. Now that didn't go anywhere. We were all talk at the time, but in those discussions, Lloyd started forming in my head. He's like, if you're going to do a graphic novel, you want that kind of X-Men vibe to it. You want something that's flashy, something that fits a comic book format. So I just started creating this guy in my head. And he's just been in there for the last couple of decades, just constantly developing until I finally sat down and wrote him.
So tell us again about his unique power and how he uses that.
All right, so yeah, he is a shadow walker. So what he does is, if he is in the dark or inside any shadow, there's no light directly touching him, he can transition to a plane of existence that runs parallel with ours. He calls it the Noctis, which is Latin for of the dark. Through the Noctis, he can travel from place to place very quickly. Anywhere that his eyes can see, he can will himself to those locations. It's basically teleporting. He calls it jumping, but it's essentially teleporting. As long as there's no light in his path, there's nowhere he can't get to.
Now, in this story, you have a mix of mystery, conspiracy, a supervillain. How did you balance those different ideas while maintaining a narrative?
That's actually a very hard question to answer because I didn't really do it on purpose. Like you said, I wrote it in 8 days. The majority, 99% of my rough draft, while heavily edited, made it into the final manuscript. Each chapter came out, except for chapter one, I wrote that at the end, but each chapter came out in order that they came out in. I didn't actively or consciously decide where to have certain plot points, where to do character reveals, or any of that. I just instinctively did it. I think I've watched a lot of movies, I've read a lot of books, and I've absorbed this pacing that a story needs. I've been telling stories in one way or the other since I was a kid, and I think it just came out of me.
So, did your environment or upbringing, perhaps, play any major role in your writing?
Oh, definitely. Like, I grew up in Calgary, so we moved away from Calgary when I was 14 years old, but it's always had a soft spot in my heart. I miss the city. I have very fond memories of it. And if I were going to set my story anywhere, it was going to be in my hometown. Outside of that, Lloyd's upbringing, while different from my own, does have parallels. We both grew up without a father figure. We both had mothers who moved us around a lot. Mine was chasing rent. His was chasing men. So I drew on that. My mother, much better person than Lloyd's mother. They're not the same character. But we ended up in a very similar place because we moved around so much and I changed schools all the time. By the age of 14 and moving on from there, I stopped developing connections with people because I didn't have enough time to really grow friendships. And then when I left school and entered the adult world, I still didn't have that ability because I didn't know how to do it anymore. So I spent a lot of my life just kind of going it solo, doing my own thing, and not realizing how much I was damaging my own psyche. That exact same thing happened with Lloyd.
So what can you tell us about this genre and why you decided to write in this genre?
Urban fantasy. I love urban fantasy because the same can be said for any fantasy genre, but once you establish your world, once you establish your rules, outside of that, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. If I want Lloyd to fly a dragon through the streets of London, I can make that happen. If I want a giant to rise out of the street and use the Empire State Building as a baseball bat, I can do that. It's an absolute freedom. I can let my imagination go completely wild. And the benefit of it being in an urban environment, it's set in the modern day Earth. I can do what I can't do in a high fantasy genre. I can sprinkle in pop culture references. I can show aspects of day-to-day life. It increases, it improves the relatability of every character in the book because you can't always relate to characters you're reading in high fantasy. Like, you can understand where, say, Aragorn from Lord of the Rings is coming from, but unless you're out there fighting orcs, you can't fully relate to him. But somebody existing in our world, working a 9-to-5 job, paying their taxes, having to go to the store and buy groceries, we all know that. And it just adds to the character building.
So what's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
The reviews. Absolutely the reviews. The good ones. The very first review I had is before I officially published. I submitted one for a review on Readsy, and the review I got back, the very first review I ever got compared me to Jim Butcher and his Dresden Files. Like, that is one of my favorite authors, one of my favorite series, and is the biggest inspiration for my books. And my very first review compared me to him. I didn't expect that. I didn't plan that. I wasn't copying Jim Butcher's style. I just wanted to write in the same genre as him. And to have that be the first thing a reviewer said, I damn near cried. I couldn't believe it. Aside from my wedding day, I don't think I'd felt that happy in quite a long time.
So how would you describe your writing style?
Raw and by the seat of my pants. I don't do storyboards. I don't have a plethora of notes sitting around. I do have some notes, which I mostly ignore. I know who my main characters are. I have a general sense of what the plot's going to be, but I don't always know where it's going to go before I jump into it. I send Lloyd out in the world, let him interact, let him meet the characters, and just kind of let everything work itself out in the end. Like, there's entire chapters in there that weren't even planned. Like, at one point, I got stuck and I didn't know how to get from point A to point C, because there had to be a point B. I sent Lloyd shopping. He needed to buy some food for Chauncey, his pet rat. And in the process of that, he's driving home. His phone rings. I didn't know who was calling until Lloyd himself picked up the phone. Turns out it was his mother, and I had my entire next chapter. And that helped me lead into what I was doing next. At the midway point, there's an entire character. I'm not going to spoil them, but they didn't exist until I realized that he had to exist. My plot would fall apart without an extra player involved, so I added him in. That was basically my writing process. It still is. I get an idea, I get a character in mind, and I run with it, and the plot just kind of sorts itself out as I go.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
Anybody who's fans of urban fantasy, obviously. Fans of any type of fantasy novel would probably enjoy my book. Superhero fans, modern day, earthbound science fiction fans, Lord of the Rings, anybody obsessed with nerd culture is going to enjoy the narrative.
Do you have a website?
Yes, it's mattarmstrong-author.com.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Matt Armstrong, and he is the author of In Like Lloyd. Matt, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so that they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com, and whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.